Psalm 94, When Evil Wears a Robe. Psalm 94 is what faith sounds like when Psalm 93's confession, "The Lord reigns," is carried into a courtroom where the wicked hold office. The psalm opens with a cry many modern Christians feel shy to pray. O Lord, God of vengeance, shine forth. In Hebrew, El Nekemeth is repeated for force. This is not personal spite. It is a plea that God would refuse to let cruelty become normal. Divine vengeance is not the opposite of mercy. It is mercy's defense against the permanent triumph of evil. A God who never judges would simply leave the widow, the foreigner, and the fatherless abandoned forever. And notice where the evil is located. Verse 20 speaks of those who frame mischief by statute. More literally, they fashion trouble by decree. This is not mob violence. It is legalized injustice. In the ancient world, kings carved their claims of justice into stone. Empires advertised themselves as guardians of order. Psalm 94 tears the mask away. Evil can speak in official language, sit on a throne, stamp documents, and still be rebellion against God. Western readers often imagine persecution as chaotic and obvious. Scripture knows something subtler. Sin can become administrative. The psalmist answers the arrogant with holy irony. He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? The argument is almost playful in its sharpness. The maker of perception is not blind. The creator of thought is not fooled by cleverness. Paul echoes verse 11 in 1 Corinthians 3:20. The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. But the most surprising line is not about judgment. It is about discipline. Blessed is the one whom you discipline, O Lord. That is a severe blessing. As Calvin observed, God's law here is not bare instruction. It is the school in which the oppressed are taught not to become oppressors. God gives his people rest from days of trouble, not always by immediate rescue, but by training the soul while justice ripens. The pit is being dug for the wicked, even when the ground still looks flat. Then comes one of the tenderest sentences in the Psalms. When the multitude of my anxious thoughts within me, your comforts delight my soul. English Standard Version. The Hebrew word for anxious thoughts can suggest divided, branching thoughts, the mind splitting into many fearful pathways. God's comfort is not sentimental soothing. It is the gathering of a scattered self. Augustine saw in the throne of iniquity the powers that condemned Christ. At the cross, injustice reached its most polished form, innocence sentenced through law. Yet there, God was not absent. He was exposing every false throne and preparing the only refuge that cannot be corrupted. Suggested cross-references, Isaiah 10:1-2, Deuteronomy 32:35, Romans 12:19, Hebrews 12:5-11, Luke 18:1-8, Revelation 6:10. Hymn suggestion, Judge Eternal, Throned in Splendor. Prayer. Lord of Holy Justice, shine forth where evil hides behind power, law, and appearance. Teach me not only to long for your judgment, but to receive your discipline. When my thoughts divide and multiply with fear, gather me by your comfort into a steadier faith. And let me rest in Christ, who endured unjust judgment and now reigns as the righteous judge. Amen.